Sean Patrick Maloney, I heard you refer in an earlier conversation we had to the state of the Mueller investigation and what he might come up with. What are you hearing?
I hear he's doing a great job, and we should let him do it. I mean, he's already gotten three guilty pleas or convictions for serious offenses. They include the president's former campaign manager and his national security advisor.
Well, he's got an indictment. He's got an indictment there. He hasn't got a guilty plea from Manafort.
Correct. So he's got a guilty plea from Papadopoulos,
right,
and two indictments, Manafort and Gates. I think you'll see more. I think we should let the man do his job. I mean, anybody who spent 5 minutes looking at Bob Mueller's career has to conclude the guy is a great American, served his country in Vietnam in the Marines as FBI director. He got confirmed basically unanimously by the Senate. It's only because he's investigating this president that you're hearing a bunch of nonsense about this guy's character. Let him do his job. Let the chips fall where they may. It's real simple. Whatever Bob Mueller tells me, I'm going to believe. If he says the president committed a crime, the president's got to go. If he says the president didn't, we should all move on. Simple as that.
So we've been talking a little bit about what goes on in your district. The SALT deduction, state and local taxes, which are going to be limited to $10,000. That's going to hurt quite a few people in your district. Are you hearing from them?
Yeah, it's a bad tax bill for us. It's a bad tax bill for the country, by the way, because we're throwing $1.5 trillion on the national credit card for some weekend in Vegas called a corporate tax cut. There were better ways to do that, by the way, that would have been responsible, that could have lowered corporate tax rates, that could have reformed the code, broadened the base, made it more fair, generated some economic growth. A lot of us would have worked on that. But what they did is terrible, and it's particularly bad for New York. And if you think it's some Democrat talking, bear in mind that Rob Astorino, the conservative Republican executive of Westchester County, hates this tax bill and has said so publicly. Five of the nine Republicans who represent New York Congress voted no and have trashed this thing. Same thing with the Republicans in New Jersey and states that look like ours. It's bad for people in Westchester and Putnam and Orange and Dutchess, where I represent. And there's no putting lipstick on this pig, and it is going to blow a hole in the deficit the tune of $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. That's 1,000 Tappan Zee bridges, by the way, because the federal commitment there was $1.6 billion. We could do 1,000 infrastructure projects the size of the Tappan Zee Bridge. So which would you rather have? That kind of investment in our own country or this thing they put on the credit card that benefits the very wealthiest? It's just a bad set of choices, and Republicans and Democrats agree on that. From this part of the world.
So let's assume for a second, let's play what if. What if the Democrats take the House you still have a president sitting up there with a veto pen. Let's say they take the House in the Senate. Is there anything that can be done?
Who knows? But I think that it's the best chance to get some sensible stuff, because what the president has demonstrated is a total lack of understanding for particular policy. He is unbelievably susceptible to suggestion or to whim. But if he was confronted with Congress in the hands, one or both houses in the hands of the other party, then he would be put in a position of truly negotiating something in the middle. And I think that is more likely to get us more outcomes and better outcomes than what we got now, which is him wildly vacillating between appeasing the most reactionary elements in the Republican Party, the most conservative elements, who can't get the votes to do stuff, by the way. They're running the risk of shutting down the government this week when they run all three branches. What the heck's going on? It's because they can't even agree amongst themselves. So I do think there's a chance you'd get some compromised policies. You saw that when Bill Clinton had to deal with the Republican Congress. There are models for that, with Ronald Reagan working with the Democratic Congress. It can create progress for our country. Honestly, it's probably the best thing that could happen to this president, because he's running straight towards a cliff right now, politically and substantively, and he needs somebody to pump the brakes and bail him out. And I actually think having to deal with the Democrats could get him to some good outcomes. Wouldn't be the ones we'd want, by the way, but they would be compromised.
Sean Maloney, Andrew Cuomo has come up with a couple of ideas about how to deal with this great problem we're having with the SALT deduction, state and local taxes, and other things. And one of them is a payroll deduction. Have you had time to think about that?
Yeah, I know the governor's doing some good work on this. He's been put in a lousy position, as have most governors from states like ours, by this tax bill. But I'm supporter of what the governor is trying to do. He's trying to take this you know, crappy tax bill and make something workable for the people he represents. And I know they're still cooking up these ideas, and some probably will work better than others. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, for this governor and for all of us, there's no substitute for getting it right at the federal level when you're talking about federal tax policy, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they passed a bill through both houses of Congress and signed it into law, and it sucks for New York. And we are going to live with that until we change it at the federal level.
So let me ask you a question. You're sitting there with your colleagues, your Republican colleagues every day, as well as the Democrats, and you talk to them. Is there anything you're hearing from the Republicans that surprises you?
Yes, they are seriously talking about ways to pass a major infrastructure bill this year, and I think that's very important. We could absolutely work together on that. I'm very close with the Republican chairman of Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in the House, on which I serve, Bill Shuster. He will, I guarantee you, go out of his way this year. It's his last term in Congress, and as chairman, pass a great bill. By the way, directed appropriations or earmarks that are reformed and cleaned up and transparent would be part of the solution there, and would allow guys like me to bring some federal infrastructure dollars to the Hudson Valley. You know, I think there is a good way forward here, and we can agree on that. You also saw some Republican and Democratic cooperation on the issues of privacy and Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and some issues of concern around constitutional rights there. There are still areas where the parties can work together. And I pursue those every chance I get, because I think that's our job, is to figure out what we can agree on, what we can do to move forward, and to seize those opportunities.
Speaking of infrastructure, we're getting a lot of mail here at Public Radio about my friend and mentor Mario Cuomo's name being on the Tappan Zee Bridge. A lot of people have signed a petition on this. I assume you're hearing about it, too. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's fine. I think he was a great man and a great governor, and I know people feel strongly about this, but I think we should be less concerned about honoring, you know, someone who's spent his entire life trying to serve others than we should maybe just making sure we honor everybody from all political perspectives who's made a similar commitment. I would rather see another comparable project named after, you know, a conservative New Yorker who dedicated his life to public service, then I would, you know, getting in some squabble over whether to honor someone who served three terms as governor, who was a great national voice for progressive values, who served with distinction and honor. We should feel good about honoring people like that in our public life. We have too few of them. We would be better off with a few more Mario Cuomos, believe me. And if conservatives feel like, you know, they're not being properly honored, then we should find a way to do that as well. So I'd rather kind of expand the conversation than try to squabble over honoring one guy's service.
Well,
I think
it's
a good idea.
We're almost out of time, Sean Patrick Maloney, but do you have your eye on something you'd like named after you?
I'm thinking about the Sean Patrick Maloney WAMC Studios. What do you think?
Well, good, or a tower. Send us a check for $1 million. So it's always great to talk to Sean Patrick Maloney. You're a terrific guy, Sean, and we thank you so much for being with us and spending all this time with us. Thanks so much.
Always enjoy the conversation, Alan. Thank you.